You're listening to SBS News.
It's Father's Day in Ukraine, but for Vladimir and so many others, war has ripped his family apart. His oldest daughter and grandchild were killed by a Russian bomb. His youngest, Diana, is about to undergo surgery in Germany to remove shrapnel from her brain. What Diana wants most is her father by her side. But he's of military age and needs a permit to leave Ukraine.
I'm glad to see my dad, but I wish I talked to him like we're talking with you now.
Vladimir is suffering too.
If they give me that permit, I'm definitely going to go. I cannot be without them. I'm without my family. I keep thinking about them. I need to go there to support my family.
His prayers were answered and a permit granted after he lobbied Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky directly. But for so many others, the war drags on. Igor Konashenkov, Russia's Defense Ministry chief spokesman, claims Russia has taken the industrial city of Severodonetsk in the eastern Donbass region.
Big losses in the ranks of the Ukrainian troops are forcing the Ukrainian command to throw into battle unprepared personnel who lack the necessary skills in handling weapons and military equipment.
Ukraine's president says Russia had partial access, taking some but not all of the city. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky warned attacks will intensify this week as Ukraine awaits a decision on its bid to join the European Union.
Obviously, this week we should expect from Russia an intensification of its hostile activities, as an example. And not only against Ukraine, but also against other European countries.
Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, has agreed to step up defenses and spending on cybersecurity.
More air, sea and cyber defenses, as well as pre-positioned equipment and weapon stockpiles.
The Secretary General warned that the conflict could continue for years to come. He's calling on nations to continue to provide heavy weapons to Ukrainian defenders. On the western side of Europe, the British head of army has sent a letter to troops. General Sir Patrick Sanders has told soldiers to be ready to fight in Europe.
There is now a burning imperative to forge an army capable of fighting alongside our allies and defeating Russia in battle.
Meanwhile, Australia has answered NATO's call with the first donation of armoured people carriers prepared for the battlefield and loaded onto cargo planes taking off for the front line. Alan Lee, SBS News.